Good morning. I am sure that you all know what our parish logo is. Our St. John Newman parish logo. Emblem. No? What is it?
The vine and branches.
Vine and branches. There you go. You got it. Just look at our windows on either side, you know, or the one up front, in front of us, which was hidden for a while. It's being revealed now. Look at those vine branches running all along. There's a theme that runs along our church. You find it everywhere. Vine and the branches. That's what connects us together as one community. In today's gospel, we hear that. From John's gospel, chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. So true it is. We are connected to the Lord as one community. We are rooted in the Lord. That's why we are here this Sunday to celebrate this Eucharist. It's the life-giving source for us, the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, in which we receive Jesus and be nourished so that we can go forth and be his disciples, bearing fruit. Yes, all Christians are called to bear fruit in our life. And what is the kind of fruit that we bear? Sour grape? Apples? Or no. The fruit of love and charity. That's what Christians are called to do. By our life of faith, to be fruit-bearing Christians of love and charity. And we are doing exactly that in our community here in St. John Newman. If you look at our parish from its very origin, from the beginning until today, you know, there are several of you who have been part of this parish from the very beginning, right? Yes, so many of you have been members here from the very beginning, for a long time. Perhaps some of your children were baptized here. They received the sacraments of First Communion, Confirmation. They went through the parish school of religion, the catechetical formation here in St. John Newman. Maybe some of your children have been already married here in St. John Newman. And maybe they have children of their own. And maybe some of them are sitting here right now with their children. You know, we have some of our First Communion children who are preparing for their First Holy Communion are here with us today, along with their parents. They'll be receiving First Holy Communion next Saturday. You see? Wonderful, no? And I'm sure many of you are going to be here in this parish for a very, very long time to come. Perhaps you may be here until death, or even after death. I'm not kidding. That's why we are planning on creating or making columbariums. Have you heard of columbarium? Columbarium is the place there where a number of niches are made on a wall, and the niches have openings. We can open it up. We can put the remains of our loved ones after their death. And then it is preserved in a jar or an urn, and it is inserted into the columbarium, into that niches, and sealed. That is columbarium. So you see, if you want to be here, even after death, you are welcome to do so. No? That's the best place to be, our own home parish. Even after death, forever, your remains will be here, in our own parish campus. That's why we are going to make a quick survey at the end of the Mass today to let us know what you think about making columbarium here in our own parish campus. So we will have that survey later at the end of the Mass. You see, look at our parish community. We have grown so much. We work together as a community. And you know, we have several ministries which are so active in our parish. We have gone a long way in growing as one community Because we are connected and rooted to the Lord in the Eucharist. We are a Eucharistic community and we bear fruit through our ministries, including many outreach ministries that we have. You know, yesterday we had the Smile annual fundraising event, the run, the fun run, in which I walked. This time I had to walk and not run because I didn't have any competitor, you know. Nobody to compete with me. The clergy, they gave up on me, you know. They said, we are not going to run with you. You win always, they said. This time also I won, even without running, you know. In my category as the priest, I'm the only contestant in the priest category, you see. So I won. But you know, it was an amazing experience yesterday in the Lilburn Park. We had hundreds of our parishioners there. We organized this annual event, fundraising program, to help the SMILE, the St. Mary's Independent Living Extensions. A great, great worthy cause. But we come together there as a parish. That's what we do as fruit-bearing members of our parish community. This is what Jesus is talking about in the gospel. Remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. The fruit of love and charity. St. John so beautifully puts it in today's second reading. In his first letter, he says, those who remain in him and follow his commandment of love of God and love of neighbor, they will bear much fruit. Think of the various ways in which, brothers and sisters, we can be fruit-bearing Christians and members of our own parish community through our love and charity. Amen.